This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little bit differently. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, I want to tell you about an anniversary. Believe it or not, tomorrow is an anniversary of one of the greatest inventions in modern history. In fact, because of this invention, I wouldn't be talking to you today. But before I get into the invention, I want to get into the inventor. Because this man was definitely a man of God, and he believed that the invention was given to him by the inspiration of God. But we need to back up, because this inventor had some setbacks, as so many of us do in our lives. But he came through it, and it became the catalyst for everything that was going to change his life, and yes, even change our lives today, more than 200 years since his birth. He grew up in a Christian home. His father taught him, rise early, read the chapter of the Bible, and say your prayers every day. And he did that most of the years as he was going to Yale, where he fell in love with his wife, and he also fell in love with art. He became a masterful artist. He worked on huge canvases, canvases that were 12 feet high, 25 feet wide. His most famous was one that was called Gallery of the Louvre, where he went to Paris, went inside the Louvre, and reproduced one room inside this incredible museum that included 38 miniature paintings, including the Mona Lisa. His goal was to take these treasures, this artwork, back to America so people could see these famous works of art and these famous museums in England and in France and all over Europe. But what really became the most important turning point of his life came in 1837. He was on a list of artists that was going to paint the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. It would have been a monumental effort and really make a name for him. However, he never painted that work. He was not chosen. And in fact, in 1837, he was rejected and threw himself into another passion, electronics. He would return to Washington, D.C. 7 years later with not a painting, but an invention of his own. And the day was May the 24th, 1844, 188 years ago tomorrow. Samuel Morse stood there in the Capitol with a wire that was strung all the way to Baltimore, Maryland. And he tapped out with his Morse code. The telegraph was born in America and changed the world. Now, you may not know the words that he tapped out were words from Numbers chapter 23, verse 23, what God hath wrought. We would say it in our English translation, oh, look what God has done. Because that's how he felt about this incredible invention of the telegraph. It was just 7 years after his stunning, crushing, heartbreaking rejection. And in fact, he would never paint again. He threw himself into the telegraph. He would say later, why did he choose those words, what God hath wrought? He said that it was to baptize the telegraph with the name of its author, God. He believed that it was the inspiration of God that led him to it. He said, in his own words, it is his work. He alone carried me thus far through all my trials and enabled me to triumph over the obstacles, physical and moral, which opposed me. In other words, Samuel Morse took this defeat of his past and used it with God's incredible inspiration and an invention that literally would change the world. I don't know if we recognize how significant the telegraph became. It ushered in this communication almost instantaneously. And that, of course, would give rise to things like the telephone. The same wires that would carry the telegraph would carry voice. That also gave way to an individual, Marconi, who said, we could do this without wires. And he invented radio, again, at first using Morse's code. But that, again, would give way to the radio that I'm talking to you today. In fact, everything that I'm connected to right now, the technology that brings me to you, because I'm in my office in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm coming to you through a microphone that's connected by a wire to a computer that dials out over the telephone lines and that gets rebroadcast out over the air to you right now. All of that is due to the inspiration and this invention that was given to Samuel Morse. He is, for us, I would say, the embodiment of James chapter 1. Let me read to you. James chapter 1, 2 through 5. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. Samuel Morse went through rejection and pain, and in his own words, obstacles, physical and moral, that oppose me. He went through all of the steps that we see in James, and he reminds us that these words are absolutely the truth. We should count it joy when we face these difficulties, when our artwork is rejected, something that would have made a name for him. Instead, the whole situation, the whole invention, has made a name for God. Samuel Morse always gave credit to God. And that's how we should think about our setbacks, our failures, our challenges. And I don't know, maybe somebody today listening, you're going through that. Maybe you have been rejected by someone or some organization. Maybe people have looked at your art and said, no, it doesn't measure up. And that has that tendency for us to set the paintbrush down, as it did with Samuel Morse, and put ourselves into something else. But I believe that those steps, because what Samuel Morse went through, patience and faith and wisdom, all of that came together in this invention that literally changed the world. So I want us to remember tomorrow, again, May the 24th, 1844, a day that changed the world, but a world changed by God. And we just have to remember that. So when you turn on your radio, when you use the telephone, yes, even the cellular telephone is a product of this, think about Samuel Morse.